T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I can't believe this. They forgot my birthday.
He got out of his car, and he's, like, old. He's, like, I don't know, older than you, Scott. Okay.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Well, look at that. It's 5:07.
Wow, look at that.
It's the big 5:07.
5:0.
Is that actually over the hill? Is that it used to be 40 was over the hill when we were young? You know, you're over the hill, you're 40. I feel like 5:0 is now not even old enough to be over the hill.
I don't feel over the hill. I swear to God, I don't.
What does over the hill even mean?
I don't know.
Like, it's all downhill from there. Just prepare for death. Isn't tuck your head between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye. You're going down.
23, 24?
Happy 50th birthday.
Thank you.
It's a big one. I can't believe you're here. Usually 50 means travel.
You mean like, you mean on your birthday?
Yeah.
I don't look at my birthday the way that apparently the people on this show view theirs, Sam and Dana.
Excuse me, all I did was take the day off. I was hiding from everyone.
I know.
You spent your birthday playing video games.
That is correct. It
whatever
was awesome.
Makes you happy.
It's not a holiday. I don't have a problem working on my birthday. I don't mind it. I enjoy my job. I'm with people that I like and care about.
Well, thank you.
And then you're not invited to dinner where I really dine with the people that I truly love.
I was going to say, I didn't get an invite to the dinner.
I didn't either, tonight. But happy birthday.
Thank you.
Screw you.
Okay. Anyway. From the Associated Press, the Girl Scouts have an unusual problem this year. 15 million boxes of unsold cookies. Oh. The 109-year-old organization says the coronavirus, not thinner demand for thin mints, is the main culprit. As the pandemic wore into the spring selling season, many troops nixed their traditional cooking booths for safety reasons. The impact will be felt by local councils and troops who depend on the cookie sales to fund their program, camps, other activities. The Girl Scouts normally sell, care to guess how many boxes of cookies they sell on a yearly basis?
I don't even know that I want to know.
Just guess.
3 million.
3 million boxes of cookies.
I have no idea.
You're way off.
Okay.
You're off by like 197 million.
Oh my goodness.
200 million boxes of cookies per year brings in about $800 million to the organization.
That's why we're the world's thinnest nation.
Right. It's right. The Thin Mints, said mm-hmm. No one.
Were your girls ever in Girl Scouts? They ever do Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Or did you just take it to the list of the office and pass? Were you one of those?
No, I was not one of those. My girls did not go through Girl Scouts.
Okay.
Because I was usually working nights and...
Is that now frowned? No, I'm not talking about Girl Scout cookies anymore. I'm just talking about the kid having to sell something for Organization X. And nowadays, when we were kids, mom and dad would be like, well, you better get to step in and start going door to door. You know, Mrs. Bates down the street.
They used to offer incentives at our elementary school in Topeka that if you sold more candles than anybody else, you would win a free pizza party.
But did you go door to door to sell that, or did your parents take the list to the office, which became the thing about 10 years ago,
yeah,
you remember?
Until offices around the country said, knock it off.
I don't want your candy bars.
I don't want, yes.
Well, then every Tom, Dick, and Harry were coming in with their kids' list going, it was like every week you were having to.
You know what I will buy? You know what I will buy, and it's brilliant. Sell something useful like lawn bags in the fall. There are schools that do lawn bag fundraisers.
That's a pretty good idea.
Oh, it's brilliant. Or they'll do hostas or something like that, where you can buy plants. Sell me something that I need anyway.
Like Thin Mints.
Trash bag. No, not Thin Mints.
Yeah, my grade school does trash bags in the fall and flowers in the spring.
Love it.
That's how they raise money.
Great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it anyway. I'll buy it from you. Speaking of shortage, you heard within the last 3 months there was supposed to be a chlorine shortage, and I'm not a swimming pool owner kind of gal. We've been over that. There is now a swimming pool, according to Channel 9 in Independence, whose opening is on hold because of the chlorine shortage.
Really?
And St. Louis just did a story on this yesterday that no one there can find any chlorine products. And if you have a pool, is that a thing? You can't just not put chlorine in your pool, right?
What if you have a pool in your backyard? Do you have to put chlorine in that?
Oh, yeah.
Why? It's just me and the kids.
No, it'll sprout seaweed and...
What?
I don't know. Poo particles and...
Well, I'm not pooping in my own pool.
Well, but it's like it could make you sick is what I'm trying to say. If you just have water in an open space, that's disgusting. It's like disease-born. I think you have to have chlorine.
Even if you have your own private pool.
Yes, unless you have a saltwater pool. That's the other option.
With the pumps that move the water around and it filters the water out and then filters it back in.
I think
you still have to have... Hang on. I thought the chlorine was in the pool because a lot of people at a public pool will urinate into the water because they're too dumb or too drunk to get out. It's true.
I think that's part of what it's cleaning, but not. And that stuff has to be monitored. It has to be exact. You have to check the levels.
Well, lifeguards check it like every hour, every 2 hours, yes, or something like that.
But I'm curious if the big pools are all having problems with the chlorine shortage. It can't just be one pool in Independence that doesn't know where to buy chlorine. And if you own your own pool, where are you getting your chlorine?
What is chlorine?
I don't know.
I don't even know what it is.
It's like
I just
bleach
know
that, and it stings your eyes.
Yeah, I just know that you're supposed to put it in the water.
You know why there's a shortage, by the way? It has nothing to do with the pandemic. There was a fire somewhere. I swear, I looked this up. It has something to do with a fire.
Chlorine is a chemical element.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
With a yellow-green gas at room temperature.
It's on the periodic chart, I think third row. There was a fire at one of the major chlorine-producing plants that cranked out about 30% of the nation's chlorine products.
Atomic number 17.
Thank you.
That's right.
I remember that.
Sam, tell us something we don't know. How about that? All right.
It says most places are about 6 months out from getting in orders.
Huh. All right. 576-7798. We have a jam-packed phone board. So apparently chlorine is something everybody else knows a lot about except us.
Here's another one. They cannot get tank trucks to move the chlorine because companies are having trouble finding qualified tanker truck drivers. We've talked about this. You have to have all those certifications. Everything comes back around on this show. We talked about the shortage of truckers. And you might say to yourself, well, why does that affect me? Boom, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Shortage of qualified tanker truck drivers means no pool for you.
576-7798. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
It's going to be hot and you're going to need a pool.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California.
By the way, I was going through the concert list on the Stars website. The Beach Boys are coming to town next year. They're going to be at the Kauffman Center.
Wow.
By the way, from the text line, apparently if you have your own pool in the backyard, you do need to put chlorine in it. multiple people have written in, Scott, your water would be green. Scott would have a nasty pool.
Yeah.
You could do a saltwater pool, but otherwise you would have to have chlorine. Okay. All right. Okay.
It's
I'm wrong.
So much work. You are either a pool person or you are not. And the thought of having to deal with all of that is exhausting to me for 3 months.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. If I lived in Arizona, yes.
James in Kansas City. James, hello.
Yes. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hey, just wanted to say, you know, you mentioned about salt. Salt's actually a quite viable option for the city because what happens is, you know how you get in the water with the chlorine pool, your eyes burn, right?
Yeah.
Well, what happens is, I don't want to get all scientific about it, but the chlorine actually chemically burns the bacteria. It destroys the bacteria that way. But if you do salt, depending on potassium chloride or sodium chloride, you can achieve the same thing. The device that they use on personal pools, home pools, because we have it, it's an electronic device. It produces an electrical event where it breaks it down from the actual chemical that you put in the pool, and it turns it into salt water, just like you would go if you had going into the ocean. It's just not that same high concentration.
Yeah.
And you can actually open your eyes in the water and it be, you know, it won't burn. You can actually see in the water without having to wear goggles.
Okay.
I feel like you have to be a chemical engineer to understand any of this.
I mean, if you own your own pool, do you have to take your own chlorine measurements?
Yes. Yeah.
Why would anyone
want to do that? I've always said the same thing. I have friends with pools. They love it. But I just feel like it is an enormous pain, plus the liability, for 12 weeks.
Oh my God. Dean in Lee's Summit. Hello, Dean.
Hi. It's really not that hard. But you are balancing chemicals. You have to get your chlorine to about a 1.5, alkalinity to about a 7.2, pH, alkalinity at about 100 to 120 parts. And I don't know about 12 weeks. I leave mine open almost 6 to 9 months a year.
Here?
Yes. And if you put a heater on it, you can definitely enjoy it for that long, or a heating blanket.
Okay. And then are you finding it hard to find chlorine, Dean, or no?
Not yet. I'm seeing it in some of the stores, and you can get it online. You can also, though, turn to bleach, just your regular Clorox bleach. It's not recommended to do it very long, but you can actually balance it out with chlorine. Ooh. Just like the purified, back to our Y2K times, add a little bit of bleach to a bunch of water and it'll stay purified.
Okay.
And the other guy, if your chlorine is balanced, your eyes should not be burning. If your eyes are burning in a pool, that means there's an imbalance in the chlorine level. So enjoy your pool.
Hell no.
Nothing about that I could understand or seemed enjoyable.
So wait a minute. So if you have an above ground pool, I'm not saying you would want one, but some people have them. Do you have to put chlorine in those things too?
Yes.
The hell no.
If you have a chlorine pool, believe it or not, you have to put chlorine in it. If you have a saltwater pool, you don't have to put chlorine in.
Correct.
I got that part. There are like two or three people in my neighborhood who are putting pools in their backyard.
I can't believe they found contractors to put them in.
I'm like, man, you got, is it Melissa in Paola? Hello?
Hello, yes, it's Melissa.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, so we have a pool, and we used to have the older, we used the chlorine with the Clorox. But we bought a newer one, and this one is on what they call an ionizer system. So we have an ionizer, the water shoots through it, silver and gold ions clean the pool. And we shock it once a week, and then we have these little tabs that float. But, I mean, we're not adding a bunch of chemicals in it, and it's pH perfect every time.
Ionizer, that's the ticket.
Yeah, you can go ionizer at the place, you know, north of Olathe, or you can do the salt water. But they're both easy peasy to clean. We've had one for 20 some odd years, but this pool is so easy, it's unbelievable. And then for the boat thing, we also have a boat, and we wouldn't go without either one because we both
Well, Melissa, wow. Melissa, good for you. That's twice the work, but if you enjoy it, good for you.
Okay. All right.
This is my public service mom announcement for the day. Pass it on. Experts are warning against dry scooping pre-workout powder after a 20-year-old reportedly has a heart attack. It is part TikTok challenge and part I'm a worker outer, look at me. And experts are warning it is dangerous. It is called dry scooping. It involves ingesting pre-workout powder that you can get anywhere, Scott. You can get them at the health stores.
Yeah, sure.
Typically, they're supposed to be diluted with water, but with this dry scooping, you just scoop it. 20-year-old said she had a heart attack, had to go to the hospital after taking the, quote, challenge. They are getting such a large portion of caffeine in one sitting. Quoting here from the chief of cardiology who told WTVC, when you do that, your blood pressure spikes substantially.
People are dumb.
Well, it's not just that, Scott, because I have people who work out in my family. They see these fit 20-somethings online.
Yeah.
Some of them are peddling these products, and they see them doing it, and you think, oh, I'm going to get a great workout by taking a spoonful of this. Do not do it. And if your kids take that powder, check the ingredients for what is in it. How much caffeine is in it? Because with that dry scooping, it can be insane amounts of caffeine.
I take it every day before I go to the gym, and you need to be very precise. It needs to be a level scoop. You need to really know what you're doing if you're going to use it, because it's so concentrated that even a hair too much.
Yes. And I'm telling you, all of our listeners, if you have a 16, 17, 18-year-old, this was a girl, but I'm going to say boys, make sure you know what it is they're taking.
Also, if you're 16, 17, or 18, you should have enough energy to not need pre-workout personally.
But Sam, you know this. They see it online. I got to have this pre-workout stuff.
But look who's talking, Swolger. You're taking, you're only 24 years old.
I know, because I'm tired when I wake up.
How about a cup of coffee?
That's actually what they used to do back in the day. Weightlifters would chug espresso before they'd lift.
Okay. All right.
No dry scooping, people.
No, we would prefer that you
in
do not dry
voice,
scoop.
In my mom's voice, no more dry scooping.
When we get back, this Houston TV news station had no idea what this reporter had to say first before she delivered her report. She took her own station to task. Oh, and by the way, here's my report that you just sent it to me for out here in the field. We'll get to that with audio in just a moment here on Dana and Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
It's probably what the TV station said to their reporter. So down in Houston at the Fox TV station down there, they're doing a little newscast. Let's throw it to the field. Let's go to a field report.
Yes.
And they send it out to this reporter out in the field for her report.
Her name's Ivory Hecker.
And Ivory Hecker had some comments about her work environment and the station for which she works, the Fox affiliate down in Houston, before she was to deliver her report.
Let's just say she's not pleased.
Outages across the region. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them. But as for this heat wave across Texas, you can see what it's doing to AC units.
Wait a minute. But back to the heat wave. Man, it's hot out there,
Bob. You're going to need a pool.
Triple digits all week.
Man.
Goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them. But as for this heat wave across Texas, you can...
Did they let her finish the report on the heat wave? Do we know?
I don't know. It cuts out a few moments after that.
So did her, the rest of her report. I want to let you, the viewer, know that I've been muzzled here at Fox.
I always find it interesting when someone says they've been muzzled, but they're talking into a microphone.
Right. It's that cancel culture that I'm telling you all about.
And back to that other story.
It's going to be hot and you're going to need a pool. Apparently, after her expose, her very surprise expose, she got some kind of statement from the news director, the top brass at the station that said, we are reviewing the incident and you don't need to come back to the station. We're good.
Oh, really?
We don't need to look forward to your report on this heat wave at 10 p.m. We're going to go ahead and muzzle you at 5.
What part did they have to review? The part where she just basically
just
says she's been muzzled?
Totally rogue.
Can you play the beginning again, Sam?
Outages across the region. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow. Okay. So tune into them.
But as for that heat wave, she's never going to work again.
No.
She's never going to work again.
And simmer down a little bit. I found a nonprofit group called Project Veritas. You didn't just find them. They're not unknown. Project Veritas is a very well-known expose organization, usually right of center if you want to get political on it. But whatever.
But before we get to that...
It's going to be hot and you're going to need a pool.
Okay.
Well, the good news is there's a new opening in Houston for any of my news friends.
We're reviewing the situation. What do you need to review? Story here from the Associated Press. A small town in Florida accidentally sold its water tower in a blundered real estate transaction. A businessman purchased a municipal building underneath the city of Brookville's water tower last April for $55,000 with the goal of converting it into a gym. However, when Bobby Reed went to the county to get an address for his new business location, he was told the parcel that he bought included the entire water tower site, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Luckily for the town, Reed was willing to give it back.
You can have your water tower back.
County records show that he transferred the water tower back to Brooksville through a warranty deed last month, a town of 8,500, located about 50 miles north of Tampa.
Really quick public service announcement. If you are flying tonight or tomorrow, check those flights.
Southwest.
Hundreds of Southwest Airlines flights have been canceled in the last 24 hours due to some kind of technical glitch.
There were two glitches. One... I don't remember exactly what the first one was. The second was, and I think this is the one that they have already gotten fixed, was stuff that involved weather radar.
Which is important.
Yeah, it would be very important.
The airline first grounded planes on Monday night after a third-party weather data provider experienced intermittent performance issues that kept it from transmitting data required to safely fly a plane. they say they are on track to get everything back up and running. However, more than 1,500 flights were delayed just today, and you know how the ripple effect with that goes.
I think one of the glitches, the one that was not weather-related or weather third-party related, whatever, had to do with ticket sales
I'm going to show Scott the photo. That's in Phoenix.
It's a long line.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of angry, sweaty people.
Yeah, that's a long line.
You know, and the ticket takers are like, look, computer's down. What do you want me to do?
Another story has surfaced of parents behaving badly because you got to live vicariously through your little kid. Things got ugly at a Little League championship game, in Eastern Kentucky yesterday. When parents and coaches got into a fight, and now some involved could face criminal charges.
Good.
Video of the incident shared to Facebook shows more than a dozen adults on the baseball field, many of whom are shouting obscenities at each other, says Destiny Knox in a Facebook post, which included video. It's really sad. These kids played hard all season, put their hearts on that field, and did not get to finish their championship game because adults wanted to act like this.
Have you seen the video?
I have not seen the video, no.
It spills out onto the field.
That's what I said. More than a dozen parents jumped onto the field.
Wow. Words. I hope they're charged. I really do.
Says one of the team's coaches, I never touched anyone. Yes, I was upset over a bad call, but I would never fist fight anyone in front of kids. Oh, my word.
We cannot play the audio because there are obscenities being thrown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen to this. I never touched anyone, Jimmy Smith, one of the Little League team coaches who can be seen involved in the dispute. Yes, I was upset over a bad call, but I would never fist fight anyone in front of kids. I will stand up for my team 10 out of 10 times, and you can tell me one coach who wouldn't. Dude, it's a Little League game.
I'm trying to zoom in because some of the photos are fuzzy. These kids look like they're 6, 7 years old.
Let me see if it says in this story here how old the players were.
You can see them in the outfield. Those are little kids.
Yeah, those are... Sam, can you look up what the age limit is when you get a minute on Little League Baseball? 10 times out of 10, I'm going to stand up for my team. Okay, yeah, but part of standing up for your team is acting like an adult. Bad call from the ref. Get over it, man. None of these stats are being put into record
books. One of the men rushed the group, takes off his shirt... Like you're Brandy Chastain and begin shoving people.
You trying to front me, bro?
Like he's the Incredible Hulk. I'm taking my shirt off. What is wrong with people? Oh my God.
I don't know. Walk away, Parks. Just walk away. What? Walk away, Parks.
Yeah, there's the guy without a shirt on. There he goes.
Idiot.
And then there's like the one umpire who's like, okay, could we not?
By the way, the game was called off. They never finished the championship.
You think?
The Little League championship game in Eastern Kentucky.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
Morris. Knock you out.
Thomas said so. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Yeah.
The kids were crying. There was no trophy and no medal ceremony. Quoting here from Dispatch, give me a couple units out to City Park. They're getting pretty wild at the T-ball field, believe it or not.
576-7798. Getting pretty wild at the
stand
T-ball. Getting pretty wild at the T-ball. 576-7798. I see two surprise calls for Scott, 1 and 2, and you're playing Melissa Etheridge. If one of them is Melissa Etheridge, I'm going to lose it.
Well,
I don't know.
The one interview left in my career that I've never secured.
You know, I woke up this morning and I thought, what would Scott like on his birthday more than anything else? And so I reached out to Sam.
You couldn't provide that. Right. If you know what I mean.
Wow, we went there. I reached out to our producer, Sam, today, and I said, hey, I know the show starts in about 12 minutes, but would you be able to reach out and get Melissa Etheridge for the show?
No, you didn't.
Let's go to line one, please.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello, line one, you're on the air.
Ah, are we line one?
You are line one. Is this Melissa Etheridge?
It sure as hell ain't Melissa.
I know who that is. That is Captain Hole in One.
Hey, happy birthday, you old fart.
Thank you. Thank you, Big Juicy. Thank you, Craig.
Linda wants to know if there's any truth to the rumor that when you were born, the Dead Sea wasn't even sick yet.
Mother, would you like to sing a little Melissa Etheridge for Scott? I think that would be lovely.
Oh, yeah, that would be lovely. I don't know her music, honey.
We got nothing.
Swing and a miss.
All right. Craig, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, you have a great day, brother.
You too, man. Be well. Thank you. I love you. Be well. And then, is this Melissa
Etheridge? Behind door number two.
Shalom.
That is not Melissa Etheridge. Shalom, my friend.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, but before I do, I need to let the listeners know that KMBZ is muzzling me, and they are not allowing me to wish you a happy birthday, but instead, I'm going to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Now back to that heat wave.
Yeah, back to that heat wave. It's hot out, and you're going to need a pool.
Thank you, Michael Mackey.
I love you very much, and I love that you're considerably older than I am. So there's that.
On my birthday, I will not correct you, but thank you for the call. And I love
you. You are one of my favorite human beings on the face of the earth, and I love you very much. I hope your day is fabulous.
All right, brother. I love you, too. Be well, my friend.
We thought about trying.
What about Dr. Rick? Could you not get Dr. Rick?
We thought about trying to reach out to Melissa Etheridge, but her people have people, and those people have people. I promise before this show is over.
Whoa. My show is over, you mean we get canceled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we are fired, which will happen someday,
yes.
I promise you that we will figure out a way to get her on this show. She's been in this building before.
Not when I've been here. I've been here for 25 years.
Maybe that was Sheryl Crow.
That was Sheryl Crow because she was out on the front lawn and we weren't supposed to look her in the eye or talk. No. Really?
I don't think that's what she said.
I don't know. Here's what I do know. That she was on tour with her. And I don't blame her for this.
No.
At all. She was on tour. She did a swing by the radio station. Everybody who does a country record always swings by the radio station. She was doing her country record a couple years back. And she was on the tour bus was her young son. I think she has a son. And she just wanted to spend the afternoon with him out in the grass.
Correct. They're throwing a football around.
So they asked, hey, can we just hang out in the yard and just have a picnic with our kid and everything? And everybody here at the radio station left her alone. Didn't bother her out in the yard or anything. But I was told when she was in the building, you were to just pretty much pretend like you didn't see Sheryl Crow.
Did you go up to her and go, God, I just want to soak up some sun?
No.
But not look her in the eye?
I did not look her. I was in the elevator with her, and I'm like, which floor do you need?
Happy 50th birthday.
Thank you. Love doing the show with you good people, too. It is 5:58. We got to go. Hey, on behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, ladies and gentlemen, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks.
for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.